Gosh, that's an interesting question. I think we've kind of lost a bit of. I think we actually do more things right with food than we do wrong.
Oh, that's pleasing.
I think. You know, what do we do wrong? I don't think we pay enough attention to detail sometimes to the quality that we've got here, and we take a lot of it for granted. And I think that's a bit of a mistake. You know, I think we are extraordinarily blessed in this country by the quality of produce that we have here. And I just returned from Shanghai literally about 2 days ago. And we are so spoilt. You know, and I think that's one of the things that we do wrong is we just don't actually consider what it is we're eating, and we need to pay a little bit more respect to it.
What are your shortcuts in the kitchen? Do you have any?
Seven chefs.
Seven chefs. Yes. Yeah. Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Cupid and Blitzen.
More like Tom and Jerry and the Seven Dwarfs, I would think, actually. I don't really take that many shortcuts, but I think domestically, I mean, professionally in the restaurant, we tend not to take shortcuts, and it's a lot of attention to detail and to technique. Domestically, like at home, I don't cook like that at home, you know what I mean? You know, it's a very different level of cooking. I love food, and I get a genuine enjoyment and thrill out of cooking. I always have. So at home, you know, it is things like, as I've sort of publicly said before, that I'm a big fan of buying chicken stocks and beef stocks and things in Tetra Paks or other sort of forms of packaging, you know, to save time.
Mm-hmm.
I want that sort of convenience just as much as anybody else. You know, I'm a solo parent. I've got the same sort of time pressures on me, probably worse than others have. So, you know, but at the same time, you know, my daughter gets, you know, she gets a meal that's cooked well every night that we're at home together. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be fancy to be good. You know, fresh vegetables, fresh meat, fish. Little bits go a long way.
There was a little study that came out about a week or so ago saying that the average female, or let's say caregiver these days, the average person in charge of cooking in the home tends to have 9 stock standard meals that they cook for their family.
Yeah.
What would be your number one, do you think?
My number one? My fallback would be a piece of grilled fish. Okay. Usually a green vegetable, probably a lot of spinach, a mound of spinach, buttered spinach, a little bit of garlic, and some grilled fish on the top.
See, you are the chef guy because most people go spag bowl.
You know, but my piece of fish takes a whole lot less time to cook than your spag bowl. and also my spag bowl takes a lot longer to cook because I put chicken livers and whole oranges and all sorts of other bits and pieces in there to make it richer.
Now you're just showing off.
Yeah, a decent amount of butter. So, you know, I mean, I guess there's differences. But no, I just, you know, like it could be a pork chop, you know, and some mashed potatoes. Mm. You know, I mean, it's just, I mean, there's real joy and pleasure in some of those really simple things, you know.